find cool tech. I'm going to make an omelet today, and I was inspired by Marvin Rush's podcast on how to make omelets in a bag, and I thought I would show you the way that I do it. I'm in the kitchen right now, and we have 5 birds, so if you hear chirping in the background, that's what it is. I have a pan which goes into the microwave, and you can microwave the omelets. I don't know if any of you know this, but when you have birds, you can't use anything with Teflon in it, because if it overheats, it can cause problems for the birds, actually. It can cause death for the birds, unfortunately, because the gas that escapes from the Teflon will slowly suffocate them, and it's a horrible way to die. And most omelet pans are made out of Teflon. So, that is why we use omelet pans. Are they traditional ones, I should say. So this is a plastic omelet pan that I would say is about 9 inches long, and it's got 2 sides. And basically, it closes and you flip it. You do it for a minute on each side according to the instructions that came with this. So the first thing that I got out is I got out 2 eggs, and we don't have any ham that I know of, so I'll just make an egg and cheese omelet. So I got out 2 eggs, and I'm getting out some butter to grease both sides of the pan with, to kind of give it that fried taste. Try not to get butter on the recorder, that would be really good. It's hard to get butter out of a container when it's in the refrigerator. So I have this piece of butter in my hand, and what I'm doing right now is I'm breaking it up all over the pan so that it will melt when I put the eggs in and give it that sort of a fried taste. My hands are all buttery here, so I have to be careful on where I put them. Put the spoon back in the container. I'm still breaking up butter and doing it on both sides of the pan. Okay, now I'm done. I'm going to wash my hands. You don't want to drop the egg. That would not be good. I've done that, and let me tell you, folks, it's not a fun mess to clean up. Neither is coffee grounds. Now that I think about it, I've done that one too. I've been in the middle of making coffee and dropped my whole entire basket of coffee grounds on the floor, and I don't mean the actual, like, soft ones, I mean like the hard ones, like the ones that like come out of the coffee pot after you've made coffee. Not fun. Not fun, folks. Not that I think that anybody plans to do this stuff, but really try not to do that stuff. It's not fun. So now I'm going to crack my 2 eggs, being that I've got the pan all greased here. Okay. This pan, since it's plastic, it's quite hard to crack the eggs, so I kind of have to smash the shell. There we go. To get it to crack. And I noticed, for me, that when I do that, the less the shell gets into the eggs. So I'm putting the shells into a paper towel and going over to the garbage pail, so throw these away. And that way, it reduces the mess. So I'm getting a fork, and I'm going to scramble our eggs. And it should actually produce quite a nice, hopefully a fried taste with the butter. I've never actually used butter in here before. My mom gave me that idea this morning, so I thought that I better try it. So basically, while I'm scrambling them, I'll tell you what the next step is, which is I put in 2 slices of cheese. I don't know what they call them, but they're the cheese slices that people use on hamburgers and things like that. They're used for cooking and they're really easy to melt, and they actually melt quite nicely on omelets. It actually tastes good. I don't know if it's the Kraft kind or, but they come individually wrapped in this container. Like, well, it's not really a container, it's more like plastic. Wrapped in plastic. Okay. I'd say that's scrambled enough. Okay, I just dropped the fork in a sink. I'm gonna wash my hands again. And I know for me around our birds, whenever I make eggs, I am very careful. Because of the salmonella factor. We have four cockatoos. We have 3 cockatoos now. Cloudy, Snowy, and Stormy. Cloudy is a female. Called Mrs. O, because she runs around like a little Olympic runner. Snowy's our male, and they're in a cage together. And Storm is in a cage by himself, because he's kind of vicious. We can't keep him with the other birdies, unfortunately. He does not get along with them. Pepper's our cockatoo, which is a huge parrot. Cockatiels are a little bit bigger than parakeets in size. From feet to tail, I'd say they're about 9 inches long. And they live a lot longer, too. They live 15 to 25 years, although some people say 8 to 25. Sunny was our 4th cockatiel, and she lived to be 9 years old, and just passed away recently, which was quite traumatic, because she was my first bird. So, anyway, while I'm talking to you, I'm getting out the cheese, in case you're wondering what I'm doing. And Sprady, our last bird, is a Fisher's finch. Now I can't remember where I left the cheese. That's really good. Okay, here it is. Fisher's finches are about the size of parakeets. And they live 3 to 5 years. Hey, oh, that's Mrs. O chirping. Hey, oh, chirp-o. Say hi to everybody. Chirp-o. You're right. Chirp-o. Come on, O. Chirp. Good O. There's my chirp. So I'm breaking up the cheese slices. Sprite was actually given to us. Yes. Hey, Sprite. That's Sprite. He was given to us by a friend. His mate died. And he was given to us by a friend of my dad's, whose wife had a baby, and Sprady used to chirp, and he still chirps, but he used to chirp and wake up the baby. So they had to get rid of him, and they knew that we had birds. So they asked us if we would take him, which we did. And he's a really great bird. He loves to play, he loves people, and he loves men for some reason, more than he likes women. But he will go to women. So what I'm doing right now is I'm breaking up my 2nd slice of cheese. And I'm just kind of putting it all around the pan to kind of melt. When it melts, it will melt all over this omelet and give it a nice cheese flavor. And this omelet pan, I don't know where my grandma got it. She bought it for me. She saw it in a store one time, and she thought it was good because she knew that I wanted to make omelets. So I got a little bit of egg on my hand because I checked on the consistency of the cheese to make sure that I spread it all over the pan. So I'm washing my hands again. Especially when you work with eggs, it's a really good idea to wash your hands. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to close the omelet pan and stick it in the microwave. And, oh great, I just stuck my finger in the omelet pan. That wasn't too good. The problem with this particular pan is that it doesn't close very well. Okay, so I'm going to leave it. It has a little part of it where it does stay open so that the omelet can cook. And I put it on a big plate because I noticed that when I did it by itself in the microwave, the egg and the cheese would splatter out during the cooking process. I smashed into a draw, folks, that I left open. How intelligent. Which I would not advise anybody to do that because it's not too much fun to smash yourself into things. I have a bad habit of leaving cabinets open, actually. Like, I'll be emptying the dishwasher and putting the glasses away and forget to close the cabinet. Not a fun idea. Well, anyway, this is going to go for a minute, so I'm going to stop the recorder and come back when it's done and flip it. And that's it. That's my omelet. I hope you've enjoyed this presentation so far, and I'll be back. Okay, so the microwave just dinged, so I'm going to take the omelet out and bring it over to our counter and flip it over and then put it in for another minute. Well, I did get butter on the recorder, folks. Didn't mean to. Didn't want to, but I did. Okay, so I just flipped it. I held the two sides of the omelet pan together. And I flipped it, and I'm putting it in for another minute. And, basically, that is my presentation. I hope that, you all have enjoyed my presentation of omelets in the microwave. I like it because it's pretty cool. Although I am going to try Marvin's method. I actually think that that's neater. But I just thought I'd show you. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And thank you for listening.